From the KRCU Newsroom, I'm Lindsay Grogene. It's finally time to hang up your feeders as the ruby-throated hummingbird makes its way through Missouri for the season. According to Missouri Department of Conservation ornithologist Sarah Kendrick, these birds are long-distance migrants, and they make their journey between Mexico and the United States twice a year, once in spring and once in the fall. We spoke to Kendrick about how you can help the ruby-throated hummingbird in their travels and how you can enjoy their company. Are these the only type of hummingbirds we see here in Missouri?
Yes. So the ruby-throated hummingbird is the only eastern nesting species of hummingbird we have in the eastern U.S. and in eastern Canada. In parts of the southwest and in the western half of the country, there are a few more. There's like six or seven species out there. And sometimes during big weather events or storms, some of those species will be blown off course, and we'll have a rare sighting here and there of one of those other species. But yes, ruby-throateds are the only ones that nest in the eastern U.S.
How do they manage to keep up their energy traveling this amount of time and these hundreds of miles? They're so small.
Yeah, it really is mind-boggling given their very tiny size. But really, a lot of migratory birds are making this journey twice a year, going thousands of miles for such tiny, tiny birds. And some of these other species are just a little bit larger, but not much. So they really have to bulk up a lot on food before they make that big journey, because they'll make it in just a few days and a few long-distance flights. Some of those tiny hummingbirds are hopping the Gulf in one flight, and so they really need to stock up on insects and nectar before they leave.
All right, and one way that we can help is making our own nectar. I know that you're not supposed to put red dye into the sugar water.
Correct, yeah. So you do that 1 to 4 parts, so 1 part sugar to 4 parts water. Boil the water and then mix in the sugar. And yes, don't put in red dye. We don't have scientific evidence to back up that the dye is harmful to them, but it's been found to be a little bit harmful in some mammals. And these birds are drinking up to 17 times their body weight in this sugar water. So there's really no need, and no need to spend the money really on the dye. They will drink the water even if it's clear. And usually the feeders are red, and that attracts them too.
So other than with feeders, how else can people attract hummingbirds to their yards?
Yeah, so they are attracted to the color red. There are quite a few native plants that are very important to all birds nesting in your yard and moving through. Native plants are super important to all of our songbirds and other birds and really any of our native wildlife. So putting up native plants in your backyard is great. Particular species that are great for hummingbirds because they have, you know, that tubular type flower that they stick their long pointy beaks in are cardinal flower and jewelweed and trumpet creeper. Those are all good ones for them.
What function do hummingbirds have in our local ecosystem?
Again, I keep saying all songbirds, but so many of these birds that we see around our yards and just birds all over the world play such huge ecological functions and roles in the ecosystem out there. They eat a ton of insects, for one thing, and they can, hummingbirds especially, can be pollinators for plants as well. And so they really help to balance out potential pests to crops and to humans by just consuming a ton of insects. You know, we think of hummingbirds as only eating sugar water and nectar, but all birds, even if they have a specialty like that, if they normally only eat nectar or eat seeds, they're feeding insects to their young during the breeding season. So it's always very important to grow native plants because it attracts the most native insects, and they eat a lot of those.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Lindsay.
We've been speaking with MDC ornithologist Sarah Kendrick about the ruby-throated hummingbird. For KRCU, I'm Lindsay Grogene. To get more local news, visit our website at krcu.org.